I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason. Ta-da! With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life, but that was awesome.
Let's do this
now. Here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Yes, we figured it out,
that's
Dan.
Where it's from.
That right. Was awesome.
Tommy Boy.
That was great.
That's
great
a great movie,
by the way. One of my favorites.
I love it when they put the deer in the back.
Oh, it's hilarious. He wakes up.
Yeah, when the he tears the car off the wall, and then he goes to open it. He's like, what'd you do?
So, that was a great car, by the way. So speaking of cars. Speaking of cars.
Yeah. So I got some questions for you, John.
Yes.
So one of the things I was thinking, because I get to, you and I both get to sort of like, you know, drive different cars from time to time. One of the things I was thinking is some of these cars I drive have features that I'm like, that is amazing. And some of the features I go, is this kind of helping or is this just annoying? Okay. So in other words, things like, let's see, in my the last car I bought, you know, I had the backup camera.
Right.
So now,
nice
does,
feature, by the way.
Is it a feature that you think is like a worth the investment? In other words, like,
well, it's going to be a standard feature by law in the not too distant future. Is it something worth buying? It's so inexpensive anymore that I would say yes. I think it is. Now, personally speaking, I'm not somebody that uses it on a regular basis because I'm used to using mirrors and so on. But there is that rare occasion where you're trying to back up or you're trying to make sure that there's nothing behind you, kids, trikes, things like that. Does it really help in those situations? Yeah, absolutely does.
Oh, and it makes parallel parking a snap. Boom.
Yeah, because you can really see what's going on behind
you.
You
can know how close you are behind that car. As opposed to going, please no, please no, please no. Oh,
right.
Dang.
No, that's, yeah, so, dang. So in that case, yes, I like that feature,
yeah.
Yes.
And actually, what's interesting to me is one of the things that they talk about driving accidents for older people.
Yes.
One of the things that really...
By the way, increases after you get into your, I want to say, 60... Is it 65 or 70 and above gets worse for accidents? Typically, the right front corner of vehicles gets damaged first when you get to be that old because your depth perception changes. And the right front corner is the farthest away into one you can't see.
Gotcha. And so then some part, that's really interesting. And the part I think about is, you know, when you get older, if you haven't been doing your flexibility stuff, me being the fitness guy, then, like, you know, you can't do that thing where you turn and look behind you to see what's behind you because you're just way too tight in your back and neck because you haven't been, you know, keeping up with your regular flexibility.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't do that anyways. I might drop my ice cream cone, so I just use the mirror.
Oh, jeez, Dan.
It's just like pray. It's like,
hope nobody's over there. Hope nobody's over there.
Fun side story. I remember when I got my very first driving lesson. I got in the car and the guy's like, ready to go? I'm like, yep. He goes, okay, let's back up. And I didn't notice that he had his hand outside the window because it was hot, like in Australia. Everyone in Australia's hot. So like, he had his hand outside the window just like hanging on the car door. And I went, okay, cool. So I slowly backed up and he went and like hit his hand on the side of the car door. And he looked at me and he goes, you just hit a kid. And I was like, and he goes, no, just kidding. But you should have looked in the rearview mirror before you backed up.
Instructor.
Yeah,
he's really good.
Yeah, instructor.
Australian style teaching right there.
That's good instructor.
So, I can tell you, for the rest of my life,
you always look backwards.
I was like, okay, check. Okay, now let's back it up.
It's amazing how those things, you know, have an effect on us. To your point, though, can technology take over in some of those areas? And I will tell you that as much as I hate to admit it, yes.
Now, what about, say, the parallel parking feature?
They work.
Does it really work?
Yes.
You think it's better? Come on.
It's not faster than I can do it, but if you can't parallel park, it's a great feature.
Gotcha.
So if you're parking challenged, buy it.
Gotcha. If you, yeah.
I'm not, but if you are,
it's
buy
worth
it.
Worth the investment.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have only ever once even tried out that feature on Terry's car that she owns. Mm-hmm. I've never tried it in a press car once. I just don't need it. I can parallel park faster than it can.
Another moment. I remember being with one of my clients. We went and got lunch, and he was super excited to show me his car. This is maybe like 7 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And he said, "What's this?" And he was super, super proud of it. He goes, "This car will park by itself."
Yep.
It's crazy. And I was like, "Well, let's see it." And he goes, "What? Just look at this camera, see this rear view," because rear view camera is a mm-hmm. new thing. He goes, "Watch this." So we were both watching the rear view camera, and he goes, "All I have to do is press this button and this button." Now, what he didn't tell me is he hadn't actually tried to use this feature before. So he pressed this button and that button, and then he didn't bother to read the instruction that said, maintain foot depressed on brake.
Yeah, you have to still do the brake and the gas.
No. But he didn't know that. So he just took his foot off the brake, and we both watched as we accelerated back into the car behind us about 15 miles an hour.
Yep. You stopped the brake.
I was like, yep. Did that really? It's like, well,
now,
I'm like,
now some of the newer models will brake for you.
Will brake for you.
Yes. Thank goodness. They will. They will notice.
They probably put that feature in effect because of that guy.
Well, yeah. And some of the features that you just mentioned, are they worth having or not? Collision avoidance, yeah, buy it. If you're somebody that, frankly, doesn't drive well and or you get distracted a lot, yes, buy it.
Because you have the cars now. Because I do know that I was driving one of the cars with this feature, the auto braking if something mm-hmm. pulls in front of you.
Yep.
I was sort of like annoyed by it until was driving my kids up to the mountains, turned behind to tell my kids to stop fighting or something, and there was a car that decided it wanted to pull right in front of me.
Yep, and it slowed down
car,
for you.
It slowed down
That's
for
right.
me.
That's right.
So it was eyes
well, it's,
for me.
It's trust me, folks, yes, worth having.
Well, we were just saying just off air before we got on that IIHS?
Yeah, the insurance agency, rating agency
will no longer give a car a top rating if it
does not have that. That's right.
Interesting. Now, okay, so last question. One of the things that seemed annoying to me was the, you know, hey, you're out of your lane.
Yeah,
feature.
The lane departure warning.
Does that just distract you from other things that are more important?
I am not. Depending upon the vehicle. Now, here's the issue with that, or here's the deal with that. Hmm. Some manufacturers do lane departure and keeping you in the lane better than others because there's different technology used to actually keep you in the lane.
Okay.
And some are much better at it than others. Some suck at it. I'm just telling you right now. Okay. Some, you just automatically turn it off when you get in the car because they stink at it.
Okay, so
others do really well at it.
Not all systems are made equal.
No. And some work better than others. And you'd have to test drive them to know the difference and or watch our reviews and so on because some work really well, some aren't worth having. Now, would I not buy a car because it has it on there? No, because you can turn on and off.
Okay.
It's not a big deal.
Okay.
And some just do a better job at it than others.
Are there any other features that you think are really important? That
blind spot monitoring, I love that feature.
Where
if you can buy it, buy it.
If there's something
yes.
There. Yeah.
Because there are times where I don't care how well you've looked, just that, especially if you do a lot of interstate driving, you could have looked, and that time you looked and turned back in, somebody came into your lane, blind spot monitoring will assist you in that greatly. It's a great feature, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure insurance companies would say that that's like one of the most annoying claims they get, is that someone basically just
in your blind spot,
someone's car.
In your blinds, because every car has a blind spot.
Especially in winter right now.
That's right.
If someone taps you in your rear tire, you could really be going for a
parking
spin.
Assist, blind spot monitoring, two features I think every car should just
awesome.
Have. Not mandated, but just buy them.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Good
All time. Right. Jamie Atlas, jamieatlas.com. Yes. Thanks. Really appreciate it. Let's do this. Extreme Auto Repair. Speaking of car repair, keeping your car maintained, all those things, they can do all of that for you, and they will give you the respect that you deserve. Extreme Auto Repair, again, in the heart of Parker. Call them now, 303-841-1071.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George doing Facebook Live, Jamie Atlas stepping out. So appreciate Jamie and all that he does for us to keep us on track, and really appreciate him.
No, if you can't get that blind spot monitoring thing, those little mirrors that you can buy that stick on your mirrors, they work great.
No, that was the old-fashioned way of doing it.
Yeah, that's what I did on my car.
And they work great. All right, let's go to Don Mazzella now. Going to talk about Social Security. And we've seen him on MSNBC, Fox News, and the Wall Street Journal. You're a veteran newsman and commentator and COO of Small Business Digest. Don, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you joining us. So talk to us about Social Security. I'm 53. Will I ever see any?
Oh, definitely. You know, I've been a newsman a long time. And believe it or not, back in 1967, was the first time they talked about how Social Security was going to be underfunded.
Okay.
There's simply too many votes out there for people to let it happen. Will we have to change some things? Yes. Will we have to look at the Japanese model where there's more people on retirement than are working and figure out a solution? Yes. But we will come up with it because we made a contract. The government, through the people, made a contract that if you contribute, you're going to have some old age pension. Will we have to change the way we do it? Yes. There's an awful lot of things that have to change. For instance, should people with large other incomes have the same rights as or the same benefits as other people? Maybe that has to change. Maybe other things have to change. But it will. If you're 53, I have a hunch. Well, I'm a lot older than you, and I'm collecting right now. But I have a hunch when your time comes, it'll be there.
Okay, so
in a different form.
So, Don, some of the changes that you just spoke about a moment ago, what do you think some of those things are, and what will we need to change to make sure that it's available for, you know, those in the future?
Well, for one thing, we're going to have to ask for greater contribution, both from companies as well as individuals. It's an unpopular one, but still, it is one that has to. We have to revise the cost of living adjustments that are being made. In fact, we did it this year for the first time in a long time. We're also going to have to stop rating Social Security for other programs, and we're also going to have a 401k program where maybe you contribute and then you control.
Got it. Makes sense to me. So there are some that say that it could end by 2034. So what you're really saying is, no, we'll make some changes and we'll make good on this and we'll make it happen. The question that I guess I have for you is, what politicians do we find will actually go down this path and fix it? Because this is sort of that sacred cow nobody wants to touch.
Well, the answer is, I didn't say will. We will have to do it.
Okay.
And yes, you're exactly right. We have to find... See, there's a difference between politicians and leaders. Politicians follow the crowd, and leaders lead the crowd.
Okay.
And the difference, there needs to be some more people like President Trump. You may not like him, but at least he's looking at things a little differently than other people. And if his brand of the presidency succeeds, maybe other other leaders will emerge.
Amen. I agree with you on that one. Yep, fully agree.
For 40 years that I've been covering national news, we've been doing things, haphazardly, and we've been playing to the crowd rather than saying, this is how we educate them. You know, whatever you have to say about FDR, he led the people. Did everything that he wanted to do work? No. But he did try to do things. Will everything that Trump is trying to do work? No. But some of them will stick. The tax bill has a lot of different features in it. Look, 15 years ago, well, about 10 years ago, we tried the HSAs. It took them a while to catch on, but health savings plans accounts. And right now, they make up almost 50% of the marketplace. So there are different things we can do. Maybe it's a combination of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. There are a lot of smarter people looking to do it, but there are ways we can do it.
Wow, this is better news than I was going to be. I should say that I was figuring we would talk about. So I'm just one, and I could be wrong, and it sounds like, Don, I am. I've been one that really, I have not factored Social Security into anything down the road for me retirement-wise. If it shows up, great, it's a bonus, and maybe others are doing the same thing. I don't know, but what you're saying is I'll probably see some of that. That's a good thing for me.
Yes, but you're doing the right thing. You know, Americans have been people that secured themselves rather than waiting for the government to secure them. And what you're doing is the right thing. And use Social Security as a benefit. Boy, you've got the right idea. And surprisingly, if the surveys are correct, lately I've been doubting surveys, Americans are turning that way and saying, look, I can't depend on Social Security.
Right, right.
I've got to do it on my own.
Right. Don, this is good stuff, man. I really appreciate it. How can folks find more work that you've done and find out more about you, Don?
DonMazzella.com, DonMazzella.com, or recalculating.biz, which is our site, and 2SB Digest.
Awesome.
Those are the three places.
Awesome. Good stuff. Don, I really appreciate it. Have a fantastic 2018, and thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Great. Appreciate it, Don. Good stuff. So, Dan, sounds like we may actually see it.
No, we may see it.
You counting on it?
No, there's not going to be much there.
See, what I'm counting on is I think we'll see it, but it'll be later for you and I than it is for those currently able to take it.
Yeah, what is it right now? 67, something like that? I think it's 67.
I have no clue.
I'm sorry, because
I'm not planning on it, so I have no clue.
No, I'm not either.
I really don't know when. For me, it'll be in my 70s, I'm sure, before I take anything out. So I'm 20 years away, easy.
Yeah, but I think there comes a point in time where you have to take it. So whatever
yes.
that age is, you got to take it.
I believe you're right in that.
62? 62.
You can start taking it at 62, mandated by 67, I think. I don't know what it is right now. I think by 67 now you have to take it.
67 mandated.
Yeah.
So.
Well. Anyways, I'm not a financial planner. Please, nobody take that for what it is, because I have no clue.
You know, quite frankly, I'm not a big fan of the system anyway. I don't understand why the government has to be involved in our retirement. I don't know why they're confiscating money.
They don't. They shouldn't
to
be,
begin
but
with.
They are, and you're paying into it.
Right.
And you are even paying more now than you used to.
Yeah.
Because you're a 1099 contractor.
And it's the biggest Ponzi scheme ever.
Mm-hmm.
And quite
Madoff
if you
went
were,
to prison for
yeah,
it.
If any of us were to try to do something like Social Security, we'd be in jail.
Well, Bernie Madoff did. He's there
now.
Yeah,
he did. You're exactly right.
Because that's essentially what it is.
You're right.
Only
it's a Bernie Madoff scheme.
It's run by the government.
Exactly. Why is it the government gets away with all this stuff?
Because it's the government, Dan.
Thank you.
You already know that answer. All right. We'll come right back. We'll keep talking. Don't worry. We got another hour and a half coming your way. So many more topics to cover. Don't worry. We'll be right back. Let's do this. Larry's Automotive and Transmission is coming up next. Anything you need for your vehicle. And I say this all the time, bumper-to-bumper service, including transmission repair. Well, I don't highlight this enough, but there's not many repair shops out there that can do everything Larry's does, including the transmission piece. So a lot of folks will either farm that piece out, or they'll hire somebody, or they'll sub it out, or they do whatever. But very few facilities know what's going on when it comes to transmission repair. And here's the reality. Sometimes a transmission problem isn't necessarily a transmission problem. It could be another system on the vehicle causing that problem. Larry's can handle all of that for you, plus full bumper-to-bumper care. 303-427-2108 is the number. Give Larry's a call today and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Belt replacement.
What's up with Gary over there?
He just had his car serviced at Larry's Auto.
So,
Gary gets excited about regularly maintaining his car.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, but he said that he actually enjoys going to get his car worked on at Larry's because the guys there treat him so well.
I wish I could get that excited about maintaining my car. I have a hard enough time even washing it.
Yeah, me too.
At Larry's Auto, our ASE certified techs are happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. We are genuinely excited to help you do all the things necessary to maintain and repair your car, although we may not be as excited as Gary here.
Transmission flush?
Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. That's 303-427-2108.
Oil change?
All right, Front Range Mortgage coming up next. If you've got a mortgage where you need some things done to it and you're thinking, man, there's just no way I can do that. I can't afford it. I need to get this mortgage redone, but I got this thing around the house that needs repaired, needs handled. I've got damage, whatever the case may be. Front Range Mortgage can help you with that. It's called the Scratch and Dent Mortgage, and they package it all up into one full, you know, one full mortgage, all done, handled. Pay whatever you need to do to get the house in order. Do one mortgage, off you go. 303-500-1900 is the phone number. Give them a call today. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Brian Murphy here with another mortgage solution that may help you or a loved one. Many Colorado homeowners have recently been stopped from completing a refinance as their home was discovered to have items in need of repair. Most lenders will stop these loans from closing unless the homeowners pay thousands in home repairs out of their own pocket before they're allowed to close the loan. This is a terrible catch-22 as most people can't afford these home repairs until after the loan closes. We have a solution. At Front Range Mortgage, we have a rare mortgage program that can allow you to complete your refinance even if your home has no known items in need of repair, allowing you to complete these repairs after you close using the loan proceeds. If your home has items in need of repair, or if you've already been turned down by another lender, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to get you closed your home as is and get you the money you need to repair and renovate your home. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Denver's Afternoon Rush with John and Dan and our new intro. And we like 2018 because we're firing it off well.
I'm loving it. I'm so optimistic for 2018.
Be a good year.
I'm really excited about for it.
So, Dan, where's that optimism coming from?
Actually, the new administration, I feel like the country's on a whole different course. And I just feel like everybody's up. And it's just like, hey, you know what? America's back to do what America does, and that's business.
Okay, I know this
America's about business.
I know this isn't in our notes, but it's a great segue. You drive a lot of people around and meet a lot of people on a regular basis.
Yes, I do.
More so than probably anybody else I know.
Probably.
What's the attitude like of all the passengers and folks that you actually pick up that will even talk about this?
Yeah, very optimistic. Extremely optimistic.
Even those that are on the left?
Yeah, I mean, just everybody knows that the economy is going to go. Now, I don't bring up, you know, all about Trump or whatever, but hey, how's the economy doing? How are things going with your work? How are things? Okay. Busy. People are busy making money, looking
to
invest.
That's
a
good thing. Oh, yeah. So, question for you. Where are you taking most of these people to?
Most of the time, I take people downtown. Believe it or not, they don't ride the train. They come with me.
Okay. You take them downtown to meetings, to go to the bars,
especially from the airport, it's to meet. You know, they're here for a conference, or they're here for meetings, or those kinds of
things. So they're
in town
for business.
Yes, exactly.
So you're going from the airport downtown.
Yep.
Getting their business done, then they go back out.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
It's a really good thing.
I'm guessing, right?
No, it's a really, really good thing.
Okay. And they're optimistic.
Very optimistic.
Which means, most likely, when they're in our town, they're spending money.
Exactly.
I mean, they're spending money with you, so they're spending money someplace, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. They are.
Those are all good things, folks.
So really good things. You know, okay, everybody complains about the traffic in Denver. Everybody complains that Denver's growing.
Which, by the way, I know it's a problem, and nobody likes it, but that's a good problem.
No, it's a really, really good problem. I lived in a town where they put up a billboard, "Will the last people out of town please turn off the lights?"
You don't want that.
You do not want to be living in that town.
No, and I have to remind myself of this. I hate the truck traffic sometimes. I'll just admit it, because they're big, they're long, they're somewhat in the way, but then I have to remind myself, that's good. Because trucks moving around means products are moving around, which means the economy is doing well.
Exactly.
So shut up, John.
You want those trucks out there on the road.
We want them on the road. We definitely do.
No, you do. No question about
it. That's what keeps this engine, this economy rolling along, right?
Yeah, transportation is huge. And without the trucks, you don't get your Amazon overnight stuff.
You don't get nothing.
You don't get nothing.
You don't eat.
There's no food.
There's no food. There's no fuel. There's nothing. Everything stops. We've talked about that many times. So, yeah, no, we want that to continue to move forward. So, well, that's good. I mean, I don't meet the amount of people that you do, although the folks that I meet and talk to, I feel like their optimism is much like what you're finding. It's fairly high.
You know, even the people we like to complain about, let's say the Democrats, a lot of the Democrats that I run around, especially the business people, they may be socially liberal. But when it comes to finances and it comes to running businesses, they're very conservative when it comes to that.
So explain that. They may be socially liberal on abortion.
In other words,
abortion.
Abortion, transgenderism, whatever.
They don't
whatever
care
it may
that.
Be. You know, sleep with whoever you want, whatever. But when it comes to making money, they're all in. And even if they don't like Trump, they like what's going on. Does that make
sense? They like his style.
They like they like what's going on with the economy. They like this.
Hmm.
They'll never admit that they like Trump or his policies.
I was just going to say, the question is, will they ever admit that?
No.
Here's a question I would like to ask. So let's ask this to the listeners. First of all, give us your opinion on what 2018 is going to be like. What will your 2018 be? 303-477-5600. It's a little impromptu because I did not have this in the notes, but let's just throw that out there. What do you feel like your 2018 will be like? Let's take a little quick poll here, and we'll just get some confirmation from some of you that are listening. 303-477-5600. If you're driving along, give us a call. If you're listening at home, work, whatever, give us a call. I want to know, what do you feel like personally your 2018 is going to be like? Is it going to be better than 2017 or worse than 2017? And then tell me why. Just give me a little bit of feedback as to why you think that is. Fair question?
Yeah, it's a great question.
You know, we have a delay, so we have to wait a few minutes.
I think
for the
phones. One of the problems could be is lending institutions.
Okay.
They've got to get with what's going on today. We were talking about that something like 40% of Americans will be independent contractors in the next 10 years.
By 2025, we said, I want to say.
Okay, so less than 10 years. Okay, and so if the financial institutions don't get on that program, that's really going to slow down the economy because of cash flow. So people won't be able to borrow the money that they need to grow their business
to do their startups, things, you know, things
because,
they
because
do.
We're not 1099s anymore or W-2s anymore. We're 1099s,
right.
And they've got to come around on that. And not only that, they got to stop looking at tax returns because you're going to expense yourself down to nothing.
Well, that's
if you can.
Yeah, that's
because that's proper business.
That's
how
like
you
do
it.
Sure.
So, you know, those are some of the problems I see. Just the old institutions not getting on with the new economy.
Will our administration have any ability to help with that? I can say yes, because I think they can they will.
By loosening regulations.
Right.
Yeah. Archaic regulations.
Dodd-Frank, those sorts
of
things.
Yeah, archaic regulations need to go away.
That one just in general should go away.
And I think Trump is the guy that's going to help with that.
303-477-5600. What do you feel your 2018 will be like? Give us your opinion. Is it going to be better or worse than 2017? And if you would tell me why, I would appreciate that. Again, our phone number here, 303-477-5600. Give us a call. We'll get you right on air. We'd appreciate just a conversation. You know, what do you feel? What do you feel the economy is doing? We want to get a feedback from you all in knowing, is Dan... I think Dan's right. Is Dan on the right track? And I think Dan is. I'm with you. I'm siding with you. I think you're speaking
to
a lot of people.
Economies are really based on emotion.
Oh, very much so.
And right now the emotion is, you know, let's do it.
Very much so. Michael in Brighton, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John, Dan, how you guys doing?
Doing great. Hey, thanks for calling, Michael.
So for 2018, I honestly see a lot of improvement. Right now I work in the housing market, so to speak. I deliver trim, pre-hung doors, stuff like that for housing that's being built. And the company I work for actually does a lot more than that. They provide all the trusses, the plywood, and all that fun stuff.
Okay,
for it.
Makes sense.
So I feel really secure in my field because the housing market out here is insane, especially up north. They're just building like crazy up there. I mean, there's whole new neighborhoods popping out of fields.
Yep.
And with that, plus in 2019, when I file my taxes, I know I'll get a lot more money back because of the deduction with my four kids as a single parent. That's going to be a whole big chunk.
Right.
So that'll be nice.
Right.
With this tax return, I'll be able to pay off the rest of my divorce debts and be free and clear and get to start looking,
so you're looking forward to 2018.
Building my credit. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wonderful year. And honestly, the one thing I really want to see him complete, though, that'll make so much more sense financially for the rest of the country, is he's got to get Obamacare gone completely.
Agreed.
I know we kind of got
to get revamped
with the tax
Agreed.
Bill.
Yes.
But, I mean, the only thing they really need to do with healthcare is get rid of Obamacare And I honestly feel that hospitals should have to post cash prices. If they do that,
and add a larger chunk of health savings accounts. We've talked about that many times here. You're right. You're on the right track. Yeah. All those things would help that out immensely. And sell across state lines. There's multiple things that can be done there. But, yeah, no, I agree with you, Michael. That's the next big thing.
I don't agree with the sell across state lines, though, because when you sell across state lines, that makes it interstate commerce. Commerce is controlled by the federal government, and we don't want the government.
Yeah, but the only way you're going, the only way I feel, and we've talked about this many times with lots of experts, the only way you're going to even out the prices is to allow those companies to sell across state lines.
Because then they'll be allowed to pool across state lines,
correct,
which will lower your premiums.
Well, and the other thing, Michael, that it does is it allows right now associations. So if you belong to a, I'll just pick one, I don't know, the Plumbers Association. Right now, they cannot take that association, go out on the open market, and find insurance for every single member. If we allowed the sale across state lines, those associations could do that in the future.
And they'd have more buying power.
Correct.
Because when you take a local, you know, like the IBEW, my brother-in-law belongs to that because he works at a power plant up in Wyoming. You know, they only have, you know, maybe 50-100 employees.
Right.
But there's IBEWs in every state.
There you go.
And I
agree with you. I get a little bit weary of you know, having the interstate commerce when it comes to health insurance and so on. I know that's been the biggest thing in the past, the biggest challenge as to why health insurance has not been done across state lines. But let's face it, we sell so many other products across state lines, from car insurance on down. There's no reason we can't do it with health insurance.
See, that's interesting. I had an insurance carrier when I moved from Kansas to Colorado, and the minute he found out I was in Colorado, he's like, I can't be your agent no more.
Not your agent, but the insurance company can still sell you insurance across those lines. So State Farm, for example, can sell car insurance coast to coast. Now, they'll do different mod rates and things like that. Your agent, yes, will have to change because they're not licensed in Colorado, but State Farm still sells car insurance across, you know, coast to coast.
Okay, now I understand that. Okay, that
see what I'm saying? Fun. And that's the model I see. By the way, we already have it. It's called car insurance. Why we can't do the same thing when it comes to health insurance? We frankly can. We just don't allow it.
Well, and a model like that would make more sense because, okay, if you're a high-risk driver, guess right, your rates go up.
That's
if you're
right.
A low-risk driver, your rates go down.
And by the way, if you live in a high-risk state, your prices go up. If you live in a low-risk state, your prices go down. I.e. Colorado
Which
is now
Colorado,
getting higher because of medical marijuana, or because of marijuana in general, not medical, but marijuana in general.
Right, but we still are considered one of the most fit states in the 50 states.
Correct.
So that would make our rates a lot lower.
You would think
but
so on health insurance. Now, when it comes to car insurance, we're one of the higher.
True.
So, yeah, no, and by the way, they've got actuaries. I mean, these guys know this stuff. I mean, we're not inventing, by the way, anything new here, Michael. There are people out there that make a whole lot more money and have a lot more brain cells than I have that have already figured this stuff out. We just need to let them do it.
Well, let's hope. And this is the other thing I'm really looking forward to in 2018 is the midterm elections.
Yeah.
Because
I cannot wait
to see the look on the Democrats' face when we go from being a 51-49 Republican-controlled Senate and a majority in the House to an uber majority of 60 plus Republicans versus however many left Democrats they have, and they can't stop us, and then we can fully push forward what Trump wants to do.
I can't disagree with you there, Michael. I think you're on target. I agree with you. There's not too many of us out there that feel that way, but I'm one that says we're not going to lose seats, we'll gain them. If we do things correctly, and there'll be some losses in certain areas, don't get me wrong there, but in general, I'm with you. We'll pick up seats.
Well, the one key factor that's going to win us the most seats is people are going to start looking at their paycheck,
yep,
seeing more money on that bottom,
yep,
line.
And they're going to remember what the Democrats said about it.
Democrats said, oh, we're all going to die and burn.
Yep, Nancy
and
Pelosi.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's Armageddon. It's Armageddon.
So, Michael, the tax break was only beneficial to the very uber rich. Are you the uber rich? Is that why you're excited?
No, it's called the general. And see, that's something else that I don't think people understand about that is, yes, they did take away some deductions, but by making the standard deduction double, it encompasses those deductions into it, which simplifies the tax code.
Yeah, they made it a lot simpler.
I still like Herman Cain's 999 plan, but
I do too. But we're not going
to
get it.
For people to jump on board.
It's not going to happen. No, I'm with you. I agree, but we're not going to get it. So good stuff, Michael. Sure. I mean, I appreciate not only your optimism but your honesty, and I'd like to hear from more of you. 303-477-5600. Let's get one more in before the break. Ann, you're next. What's going on? Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Hello, Ann.
Hey, what I wanted to say is that you said there's no reason to not have the interstate competition. I mean, you know, that it would be basically controlled by monopolies, in my opinion, because what you do is when you have it so that you cross state lines, that law that the government, the federal government, then that would make Obamacare legal, in my opinion, because I'm not a lawyer, but I don't want Obamacare. I don't want the government control. And so you have to have the states be in control of their own state health care. I mean the independent companies. You want to not create monopolies, and that's what you do when you have them cross state lines, because they'll just throw out the weak ones, and we can
And no offense, Ann, we already have that. There's no small players in the health insurance market anyways, and frankly, there's not going to be. It's too big of a deal for a little guy to even do. It's not going to happen unless the caveat to this would be health savings accounts. If we allow an expansion of those and allow those to be done correctly, I think it answers all of your questions if we do so, because it creates competition that's not there right now.
Okay, except that if other companies could create insurance programs that actually do fit better needs, I think the free market could answer this problem a lot better than saying we're just going to have a lot of big monopolies and they're just going to, you know, get fewer companies anyway.
Yeah, I won't argue that. But my feeling, again, though, I still go back to, because I know what it was like as a small business owner, and it would be nice to join an association with a lot bigger pool of individuals that would allow you to get your rates down as a business owner when you're providing, you know, insurance to your employee, which, by the way, I think that should be detached. I'm also one that says stop making me as an employer do insurance and let everybody go out and do it on their own. And if that were to happen and you could do it in a bigger pool and these people could do things easier and we had the ability to actually lower all these costs down, which I believe you could if more people participate, that's our answer.
Yeah, I think it's beneficial to small population states like Colorado and Nebraska and Kansas and all that to have that larger pool with other states involved.
Yep.
And then you post those prices.
Agree.
And then
I'm all for.
Give it back to the free market. Okay?
That you're not going to get me to argue with you on that one. No, I fully agree. All I'm saying is if we can get the pools expanded, more players would enter.
Well, right. Unshackle the free market by allowing it to
do its thing.
Do commerce between the states.
So one thing I forgot to ask Ann is, does she think we're going to have a better 2018 than 2017? I think I already know Ann's answer. I want to know what you have to say. What's your 2018 going to be like? 303-477-5600. We'll come right back. Don't worry. Michael Bailey Law coming up next. Mobile estate planning. I just talked to Michael before coming on air today because he's on ATX right before we are, Dan. 233.
Yes, he is.
Great guy, by the way, and he will go to you. He'll meet you anywhere up and down the Front Range you want to meet. 720-394-6887. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Start this new year with a resolution that can't fail. Get a will. Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, will come to you wherever you are, and he will help you get all of your affairs in order. It doesn't matter if you are rich, you still need a will. Make sure that no matter what happens this year, your family will be protected and you don't leave anything to chance. Nothing splits up a family faster than fighting over a lost loved one's money and assets, and probate can take years to settle. This is the most important resolution you will ever make. Make sure your estate plan is complete with Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner. Call 720-394-6887. He will come to you and make sure that when your time comes, your assets are handled, your wishes are clear, and your family will be able to focus on remembering the good years. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, today at 720-394-6887 and protect your family for years to come.
All right, U.S. Gold Coin is next. If you want some wealth insurance, there's multiple ways to do that, but one of the best ways, and we've had Andy Goss on many times, he'll be joining us next week as well, is through gold and silver coin.
Well, exactly. One of the bad things of a growing economy is usually inflation, and gold and silver coins will help you fight off that inflation.
And by the way, these are coins that you can actually use as tender. We're not, Andy's not selling you bricks and things like that. This is actual gold and silver coin that will appreciate in value typically because it has for the past, you know, X amount of years, Dan.
I'll take a gold brick.
You can go all the way back. Well, I would too. But coin's easier.
No, coin can always coin's be spent. A lot easier. Exactly.
Coin can always be spent. USGoldCoins.com. 1-800-468-2646. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from USGoldCoins.com wants you to consider giving gold and silver coins to your loved ones as gifts this year. Beautiful, authentic, and valuable gold and silver coins really are the perfect gift. It's like giving the people you care about the gift of financial security. Plus, as a KLZ listener, Andy will give you his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. These CDs give the gift of knowledge by teaching you and your loved ones everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce them to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. With this valuable bundle, you can skip the long lines at the mall and help your loved ones start on their way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins. Call Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 for your gift bundle today.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dan.
Yes.
This comes from Inc.com. Read 200 books this year by making this tiny change to your routine.
Well, what's that?
200, that's a lot of books.
That's a lot of books.
So there's no secret to how to get smarter. You read. You read a lot. That's it. If you don't believe me, there's a whole host of luminaries from Warren Buffett and Bill Gates to Richard Branson to Barack Obama who will tell you the same thing. And the last one we'll leave out, but anyways. Well, he was president, so I'll give him that.
Yeah, he did make it that far.
That's right. So if building your brain power is that straightforward, why don't more people do it? For the same reason that we fall into lots of worthy but less urgent self-improvement projects, we're all really busy. But are we really? A new article by Charles Chu on a site, Better Humans, raises an eyebrow of skepticism at people who claim they simply don't have enough time to feed their intellect with books. He has math on his side.
I go to Better Humans all the time, by the way.
Better, yeah, me too. Never been there. Better Humans? What is that? Better Humans. I should probably go there.
See what we should check it out.
Be a better human.
We could probably be better people that way. Or better humans.
Better humans, Dan.
I need to be a better human.
I'll go there in a moment, by the way. The simple myth proves that you have enough time, or sorry, the simple math proves that you have enough time to read. Chu tells the story of how reading 200 books a year, yes, 200, for the past several years has helped him turn his life around, reconsider his career, and become much happier. It's a fascinating tale, but Chu also anticipates the objectors. That's great for you, some might say, but my life is chaos. Nope. Counters Chu, if you're anything like the average American, you actually have plenty of time to read just as much as he did. All you have to do is make one little substitution in your life. He starts with how much time you need. First, let's take a look at two statistics. The average American reads 200 to 400 words a minute. Typical nonfiction books have about 50,000 words. Now we do some quick calculations. 200 books times 50,000 words a book equals 10 million words. 10 million words divided by 400 words a minute is 25,000 minutes. 25,000 minutes divided by 60 equals 417 hours. It's a lot of hours, by the way.
It's a lot of hours.
But that's not all there is to it. To read 200 books, simply spend 417 hours reading. Before you object and say there's no way you can have 417 hours a year to spare, Chu points out a few uncomfortable facts. Number one, he says, here's how much time we spend on social media and TV. Ready? Number one, 608 hours on social media. That's 200 hours more than you could read all those books.
Wow.
1,642 hours on television. If those hours were spent reading instead, you could read more than 1,000 books per year. Here's a simple truth behind reading a lot of books. It's not that hard. We have all the time we need. He's not the only one pointing out that the only reason many of us don't have time for books is because we're addicted to screens, time that we often find wielding unfulfilling tasks. Designed for Hackers author David Cadavy also has noted that if you're pretty quick or if you simply pick up a book, every time you get that itch to mindlessly browse your feeds, you'll hit your reading target in no time. So, right, wrong? What do you think?
No, I think he's right. By the way, you know, we went out for our anniversary last night, so we had this free room last night. So once again, since we don't have TV, we were excited to watch TV. Absolutely nothing on. Why does anybody pay for this stuff? I mean, it's like $200 a month for satellite, isn't it? Something like
in some
that.
Cases, 100, yeah, 100 and a half easy.
Nothing. Nothing. You know, we go to our we watch either Netflix or Amazon or something. Everything we watch at home is on demand.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Can satellite TV even make it in the future?
In fact, one of the things we're going to talk to with Richard here in the near future is sports, you know, some sports things start to wind down and others wind up and so on, but football will wind down here in the not too distant future. One of the things that we're going to talk about is that very thing. What are the alternatives when it comes to, quote unquote, cutting the cord? How do you do that? You can do it for not a lot of money. You've done it.
No.
It's doable.
Oh, yeah.
So how are they going to make it? I'm not sure they will.
We spend less than $40 a month on TV.
I think what satellite companies are going to have to do is figure out a way to do a la carte services and cut things back to where people can spend that 50 or 60 bucks a month if they so desire.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't see them making it.
I don't either. So quite frankly, if you're watching cable or satellite, you should be reading a book instead. There's really nothing on.
That's probably true. Now, there are a few educational things you could actually pop in on TV and watch, but frankly, there's not much of that. Now, I also will say this. I'm not dogging TV. Please, don't think that for a minute. And I'm not dogging even some of the things you do on screens. Just manage your time well. It always cracks me up when I hear somebody say, I don't have time to do that. You know, you should actually come follow me around for a week, and I'll prove to you that you have time to do anything you want to do. The key to that phrase I just said is anything you want to do. You want to do it bad enough? You'll find the time.
No, and we go over this, Jamie, too. When you say I don't have time for that, that means you don't want to make time for that,
right,
or you don't want to
you
do
have
that.
The ability to pretty much do anything you want to in life. I've said this many, many times. The equalizer we all have in life is we all have the same amount of time.
That's correct.
24 hours a day. No one gets any more. No one gets any less. It's exactly the same for every one of us. It's a matter of what do you do in those 24 hours. Is it benefiting you, or are you just being a couch potato? Now, is there something wrong with being a couch potato? No, I'll be honest with you. There's times where I just veg out, do nothing, and I watch TV. Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m. when I arrive home, for the next hour and a half until I head off to church, I do nothing but watch TV, and I don't care what it is. Because my brain, my mouth, everything I've done is I'm wasted. I'm done. I'm spent. I couldn't read a book if I wanted to.
But, you know, you need that downtime. There's nothing wrong with that when you're being productive. But unfortunately, when you flip it around, when your downtime is all the time and then you're productive for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
I've
doesn't
done
work.
6 days at that point, and I'm vegging out. I'm going to just sit there. And frankly, it could be a home improvement gardening show. I could care less. I'm just zoned out.
Some of those are really good, too.
I'm just watching anything. I don't care what it is. I'm just watching something. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is coming up next. Now, maybe, Dan, you want to take out a reverse mortgage to redo a few things around the house to where you can be more productive even inside your own home.
That would work.
Bruce can help you with that. He'll go anywhere you want to go. Reverse mortgage specialist. This is all he does. ReverseMortgageRadio.net, 303-467-7821. Tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you, the homeowner, deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets you in your own home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you speak directly with Bruce.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dan and I just actually, believe it or not, through that article we just went through, found a site that we may actually tap into a little more in the future. This Better Human site's not half bad.
It's not half bad. You know,
I haven't read everything on it, but the highlights don't look all that bad.
Yeah, when you read some of the headlines, there's a blog page, you know, motivate others by not trying to motivate others.
Right.
I like that title.
Right.
The I'm with stupid principle. That'd be interesting.
I'm with stupid?
I'm with stupid. Remember the t-shirts? The arrow pointing over. I'm with stupid. So I'm on their homepage.
Got
did
it.
You, did you get did
well,
you get
I'm,
the
I'm answering producer Ann real quick. Oh, okay. Just real fast. I'm sending back one.
I like this one too. This is how to get real feedback without asking for it. These are just titles. What's preventing you from unlimited possibilities? You know, research reveals how to take better breaks.
Okay. I like breaks. Yeah. If they're at the right time. Yeah, by the way, everybody needs a break. Everybody
they
needs
do.
A break. In fact, I will be the first to tell you, Dan, that I think one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make, and I want to make sure I say this carefully because I know not everybody has to do this differently depending upon their economic level and so on, but I don't think enough people take enough vacations. I don't think I should rephrase that. Most people don't take enough vacations.
No, you need to reset, mm-hmm. and that's what vacations help you do.
Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do some exotic vacation every time you want to, you know, go someplace, but you need to plan this time of the year, by the way, for the entire year. When are you going to take time off? What are you going to do to recharge your batteries throughout the year? Now, in some cases, if you don't have a lot of time off from work, maybe you just change job, plan them around other holidays where it's not that big of a deal to take that time off. It's very doable if you do it correctly.
Yeah.
So just food for thought. We'll come right back. Hour number three coming up next. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George doing Facebook Live. We'll be right back here on Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.